This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West wore a White Lives Matter t-shirt during his surprise Yeezy Season 9 fashion show in Paris. The next day, he was booted off Instagram and Twitter after making several anti-Semitic statements while an appearance on Tucker Carlson's conservative show on Fox News raised eyebrows. And all this was followed by World Mental Health Day. Let that sink in. Kim Kardashian was met with a chorus of boos when she appeared on the Jumbotron at Sunday's Los Angeles Rams game. After showing John Legend on the screen, the camera moved to the Kardashian star, who smiled, blew a kiss, and waved at her fellow audience members despite their loud negative reaction. Kardashian basically was completely unfazed by it, like it was a sex tape. Sorry, Dwayne Johnson fans, a presidential bid isn't in the game plan for The Rock. The film star, 50, had contemplated a presidential run in recent years, but that appears now to be off the table. He said, quote, "I love our country and everyone in it. I also love being a daddy," unquote. His new film, Black Adam, opens this week, so you can smell what The Rock is cooking. Last week, we reported that a course studying Lana Del Rey's music was coming to New York University. Now we hear UC Berkeley in California will be offering a course on Nicki Minaj. The course is called Nicki Minaj, the Black Barbie Femcee and Hip Hop Feminisms, and will begin next spring. She's already told the university that she would love to drop by. Please don't. Coldplay is putting the music on pause for the sake of singer Chris Martin's health. The band, who are currently on their Music of the Spheres World Tour, announced they'll be postponing their upcoming 8 shows in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo after Martin came down with a serious lung infection. Chris has been ordered to rest for 3 weeks. Don't worry, Chris. They'll fix you. The second trial of Harvey Weinstein got underway this week in a Los Angeles courtroom in a case that figures to be more sprawling and complex than his first trial in New York. The trial is expected to last up to 2 months as Weinstein faces testimony from 9 sexual assault accusers, including the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Can you say circus? Blink 182 announced that they have officially reunited with original band members Mark Hoppus, Tom DeLonge, and Travis Barker. The band will soon hit the road for a world tour that will take them through 2024. DeLonge left the band in 2015 to form his own band, Angels and Airwaves, while Hoppus had to undergo treatment for cancer. Barker simply married Kourtney Kardashian. Rapper NBA Youngboy is officially a father of 10. The 22-year-old rapper, born Kentrell Deshaun Golden, has welcomed his second baby with fiancé Jaslyn Michelle. Youngboy is father to another 8 children with 7 women. He has 10 children and he's 22 years of age. And he releases records. Nick Cannon said, "It can happen." Tom Cruise has reportedly teamed up with the Bourne Identity director Doug Liman on a movie pitch that involves filming in space, which was first tabled before the pandemic halted plans. Cruise and Liman are said to have reached out to Universal Filmed Entertainment Group on an idea which will see the actor take a rocket up to the International Space Station. Elon Musk said, "Nobody called me."
Idiot of the Week!
Texas mother Jamie Gooch is warning parents about the danger of letting their children watch Hocus Pocus 2. She said, quote, "The movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices. They could be casting any type of spell through that TV screen into your home," unquote. Idiot. Ticket to Paradise, a romantic comedy that reunites Julia Roberts and George Clooney, is charming audiences at the international box office. The movie has generated $60 million overseas to date, a promising start given the current challenges facing theatrical rom-coms. When it opens on October 21st in the U.S. and Canada, we'll see if anyone in North America cares. Former Kim Kardashian boyfriend and sex tape co-star Ray J posted and deleted videos of himself contemplating taking his own life. In one video, the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood alum was sitting on an elevated surface while he zoomed in on a bright orange full moon. "If it wasn't for my kids, I would jump off and die tonight," he captioned. That's disturbing. Singer Michelle Branch and Patrick Carney, drummer for the Black Keys, have hit the brakes on their divorce in order to give their marriage a second chance. And they couldn't keep their hands off each other as they enjoyed a night out in Hollywood. The couple smooched and danced the night away at Davy Wayne's Bar. Good choice. Great bar. Now get a room. Kid Cudi revealed that he soon may bow out of the rap game after emerging onto the music scene in the early 2000s. The Grammy Award winner, 38, said, quote, "I just don't know if I want to do music, drop albums for too much longer, you know? I'm kind of nearing the end on all things Kid Cudi," unquote. Well, I hear Popeyes is looking for counter help.
The Trash Bin.
Adult film star and Twitch streamer Adriana Chechik suffered a shattered back at TwitchCon in San Diego. It happened after she took a flying leap into a foam pit after winning a jousting match against fellow streamer EdieBot. We hear the foam pit wasn't deep enough to meet regulations, so Chechik will still be doing something she's used to, laying on her back.
The news wrap-up.
JP Morgan is warning the U.S. is likely to tip into recession in 6 to 9 months. PC shipments fell, but Apple shipments rose in Q3. VPN use has skyrocketed in Iran as citizens navigate internet censorship. Google unveiled new flagship Pixel phones. Fix the bugs in your previous phones first. Can you say overheating and freezing up?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Halloween Ends, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Stray Kids enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Confidence Man by Maggie Haberman is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Louis Capaldi is a singer-songwriter and a musician and hails from Glasgow, Scotland. In 2019, his single Someone You Loved topped the UK singles chart, where it remained for 7 weeks, and in November of that year, it reached number one here as well. His debut album went to number one on the UK albums chart for 6 weeks. It later went on to become the best-selling album of 2019 and 2020 there, and on top of that, Someone You Loved was the best-selling single of 2019 in the UK. Now Lewis has a new track which we think is going to be another dual Atlantic hit. Here's Scottish-born Louis Capaldi with the song of the week, Forget Me.
Days ache and nights are gray, my heart is still your place, babe. Guess I still feel the same. No, you can't stand my face. Some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. 'Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me, then forget me. Oh, I hate to know I made you cry, but love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all this time,
I'm not ready to let you forget me. That was Louis Capaldi with the song of the week, Forget Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.